I like mushrooms. You want to take a dab?
Ooh, I'll take a dab. Hell yeah.
Okay, I got you.
You take dabs. That's what I usually do. Actually, I just gave up dabs today, but now I'm taking a dab with Chino Vera.
Obviously,
I exclusively take dabs, and smoke blunts, and I was like, this is too much. I'm starting to cough, so I was like, I'm going to do just joints.
This is not the problem. It's the blunts. The tobacco will fuck you up.
Yeah.
I love a nice split times a year, but I mean, this is the cleanest way.
Yeah, I know. I just in my head, I'm like, I don't know why, as I'm getting older, I feel like I'm going to get cancer. And I know that, like, nobody's ever gotten cancer from weed, or, you know, we don't know, actually.
Check this out. You have that. If you have that thought in your head, it's not good, right? Because you think about it. Fasting will kill every single cancer cell in your body. If you fast for, like, you start
shit
with intermittent fasting, that is fucking fast fuck.
Shit.
But, like, if you, like, eat... Let's see, you go 6 to 6 every day and you get in a good habit, and then you go for a day. It's a process, right? It's like running. You don't start at 13 miles, you start at half a mile.
Yeah.
I do 3-day fast every, just water fast every 6 months.
Three days?
3 days.
Wow.
Just water and coffee, and dude, when... It's ready.
Thank you, my friend.
When vibrates, suck it.
Dame la leche.
No, wait. When vibrates.
Oh.
Is heating up. But like fast helps with that. And of course, a clean diet.
Yeah. Oh, there it is.
I don't think about it. That's not a good thought.
Don't, dude. I got to do an interview after.
Who are you interviewing with?
Bennington. I got to do one now.
Oh, nice.
But that's the best way to do an interview. High.
I cannot get high.
I almost, when I did Joe's podcast, I almost pulled out. I took a little too much mushrooms.
Yeah.
And that was so weird. That was like.
Oh, that's right. You love psychedelics. In fact, the last time I saw you at Ruka, you had just taken mushrooms.
Yeah.
Yeah. He was out back. There was a van. Did you have a van there?
No, I have.
Somebody had a van that was like parked there for a little while. And I remember you, they were like, oh yeah, Cheetos on mushrooms right now. They told me. And you were hanging out back, like outside.
Oh yeah. It's a Airstream that is parked there for years.
Yeah.
It's empty.
Yeah.
And my friend gave me one by it. So it looks like we were coming out of the Airstream.
Yeah.
But no, the Airstream has been dead there for a few years. I like mushrooms.
I've taken a lot of mushrooms during that podcast, and it's like
that fucking roof with the stars.
Yeah,
I
just
hate
start staring
it.
At that.
Oh, it was heavy.
We do it, and we'll take mushrooms, and I'll just not talk. I'll just sit there. I'll sit there for like 2 hours, just not talking. And then they'll be like, "What's going on?" I'll be like, "Dude, I can't do this."
You know, I literally almost pulled out. I almost texted him like, I didn't want to say I'm sick because that's weird.
Yeah,
I was like, dude, I just get in a car accident and I'm going to the hospital. I was
sick. Wait, sick.
I took
sick was crazy.
You gave him easily. I got a car.
Yeah. Sounds like an excuse. Yeah. I'm sick, but if you crash, that's more real.
Yeah.
I was just like, when I was in the Uber going to the studio, like I said, just like things were sort of like kind of like shaking.
Yeah.
I was like, oh fuck, I don't want this to move. And the Uber driver was like kind of like talking a lot. And I was like.
Yeah, man.
Yeah. So, how long are you in town?
I have no idea.
3 days. How you like Austin? I'm like, very cute. I was like, leave me fucking alone.
Yeah, getting fucked up in Joe's studio is scary. Because he's fine. Joe can take whatever.
Well, he doesn't understand. Like, I mean, maybe you guys are different. Like, for me, like, I'm so in my head about everything.
Yes.
Like the whole last time I was on, like this time, you know, I'm uncomfortable. If I'm uncomfortable, I'll do this a lot. Like I'm thinking. It's just it's a nervous tick that I have to comfort, like a self-comforting thing where I'm touching my face. And the whole time I'm on Joe's podcast doing this. Really, Joe, tell me.
Like,
I can be fucked up. What really hurt me was I was in my head, I was thinking half a gram, which I take that all the time, and it took a gram by accident.
Of mushrooms. Microdose.
So instead of took 2 pills, I took 4. I don't know why make me took 4.
Yeah.
On that day, I got palsy. Out of all the days I was there. Because half a gram is nothing. I do my 13 miles on it. I'm fine. I go
surf. You'll train on...
Only running or surfing. I don't... Anything related to fighting, I don't do it high.
Why not?
Because I'm not gonna fight high.
Yeah. Oh, my, you're afraid of what could happen?
No. I mean, I spar few times high. Yeah. But the reason I don't like it is because most of the time make me feel better than not. But I'm not going to fight high. So yeah, I just try to keep it the way it's going
to
be.
Yeah. When Bisping took us to Ruka, I brought Diego. And Diego sparred with Cheeto.
Oh.
And Cheeto fucked him up.
Yeah, I bet.
It was fucking wild.
Check this out. Saying,
but Diego, yeah, Diego's pretty Diego's, good.
He's a, yeah, he's a tough guy, but check this out. He came at the cage and just told us, like, hey, I want to spar. And
oh, you remember this?
Yeah, I remember that. And Parrillo was like, wrong people.
Yeah.
Okay, gear up.
Yeah. But I mean, for him, what a cool experience. Oh, you know what I'm saying? Heavy. Like literally.
That motherfucker can take a punch.
He can take a punch.
Oh, yeah, really?
I was cracking him. Yeah. I mean, I wasn't being 100% a dick, but I was touching him.
Where's Diego from?
Florida.
No, what's his?
Oh, a Colombian.
He's Colombian.
You're redheaded Colombian.
Yeah.
That's a weird mix.
Daddy Roja. Yeah.
He was probably mixed with a cow or something like that.
Got that right. Right? Wasn't that right? Daddy Roja?
Daddy Roja.
Yeah.
He's probably half human, half cow.
Yeah, I'm fucking jealous.
From the mountains. There's no gingers in South America.
Yeah.
I don't know if I met a ginger growing up. Yeah, we don't got the gene out there.
It's weird people. Weird people. I think they're pretty
cool. You look like a ginger Cheeto. You got a little Cheeto in there.
Yeah, I see. Yeah. That. When I leave the mustache on, longer hair. Let me see. Yeah, you can be my ginger algorithm.
You guys should spar. You should see who's powerful.
But check this out. The way that happened was like.
He was a wrestler. Yeah, he can wrestle.
I don't really defend takedowns. I rather grapple. But wrestling is a very important thing to have, I'm guessing. But that day,
instead of guessing,
not like you need to rest, right? Yeah. But we're hitting Mitch. That it wasn't a sparring day,
yeah.
And these guys were like, you know, fucking around. Bisping was there, and he literally walked to the cage with gloves, shingles, and a headgear. It's like, yo, you want to give me a run? And I was like, I'm always kind of like, yeah, as coach,
yeah,
I act pretty good in the gym. And Perdo went, come up. I said, ooh, you just asked the wrong guy.
Yeah.
And then Bisping put me down with a body shot. Like, oh, just
fuck, dude. Like, what are you doing?
Like, at will. Like, he was like, watch this, guys. Hey, it felt like I was shot with a shotgun,
day,
dude.
When I was done sparring, Bisping was like, hey, man, give me a round. Like, touching, right?
Yeah.
I'm punching in the air. I'm not even going to get close to him. He was sipping punches. I'm like, yo, what the fuck? He's like, don't be a fucking bitch. I'm not punching you. I'm like, yeah, it says it's 220, guy, huh? Cool.
Bisping, and then what's his name? Luke Rockhold will be training there as well. And Luke and Bisping always had, like, you know, obviously because Bisping beat him for the title. But they would, like, kind of like just like alpha, like, energy, and kind of like look at each other weird.
God,
and fucking, and then one day they were just like, we were there. They were like, let's just have a grappling match. And they just went fucking hard, just rolling around like on the mats and like such a. Yeah, what a cool, like a really cool gym. One of the coolest gyms I've ever been to.
That's a cool gym, yeah. It's gone Sports. Now, but...
Oh, they closed it down?
Yeah, closed it down. But they're making something better right now. It'll be ready soon. Yeah, when those two were in the gym, it's scary because two big guys both think they won because they actually won one apiece. It's like, if they fight, I wouldn't separate it. They're too big, I'm going to kill each other.
Yeah.
But the person like Beast, we got like 20 fake everything. He got a fake arms, fake legs, fake knees. It's a half robotic. You know, like RoboCop.
Yeah,
he's like, he's getting there.
Yeah, it's almost not fair. Yeah, he's more fucking cyborg than human at this point.
He got two fucking metal knees, titanium, so a little cooler. He got, I think, both shoulders, neck.
He won the title with one eye. It's bonkers.
Yeah,
it's bonkers. The whole story is fucking blind. Crazy.
I drove with Vegas once with him, and his bad eyes is the left one. So when he's driving, no, the right one. So when he's driving, he's like, hey, mate, there's cars coming that way. And he was fucking going fast. And I was like, yo, when you came by yourself, you fucking gotta go like all the way like that. He's like, yeah, I say one line. I'm like, bullshit.
Every time he merges, you're like, whoa!
Few times I saw like the, you know, with the big cars are like honking, like, vroom, vroom. I was like, yo, no, stop. He's like, what, mate? Ah, we're fine. Zoom. I was like, one time, and ever, no more. I say, I ain't driving with you at all. You're missing one eye.
Yeah.
You're one eye away to don't see nothing.
All it is one little fucking dust bunny giving you the other eye. It's over.
It's just, bro, being blind is scary. That's why that motherfucker is that tough. Close your eyes and that's your new now. Fuck that.
That's
sketchy.
Definitely a tough breed of like human. I went to England and just there's like just something about
did you go to like Scotland and Ireland?
Yeah, we went to Scotland. Those we just guys, did this little tour, dude.
Those guys are
there's like a toughness to the
trying to fight, dude.
Patchy, hairy, yellow teeth, hard drinking. Fuck yeah, they don't give a fuck over there.
Yeah,
they try to fight you.
Part of the culture. Part of the culture. That was not part of my culture growing up. I was a fat theater kid.
You're a cool goth.
I was a cool goth.
You were.
I was the toughest of the goths.
That is a dangerous goth.
Like
the most scary goth, because if you get beat up by a goth, it's very embarrassing.
Yeah. But I was like,
you can beat up most of the football.
Is the goth
team.
The monaguillo, the one that works with the
eyeliner?
Oh, no. What is a goth? I thought it was, you know, when you go to church, there's the two kids doing the bells underneath the table.
Yeah.
Is that a goth?
No, that's a.
How do you call those? You
talking about an altar boy?
Those are victims, Cheetah.
Yeah. What is a goth? Because I thought
you know, like, like black eyeliner.
They wear like Marilyn Manson t-shirts. Like,
oh, you were an emo.
Emo.
Kind of like emo, but darker. Not as gay.
It was emo.
Cooler than emo.
If you wouldn't be on my
own. A little more manly than emo. Can we admit that goth is more manly than emo?
I would have ruined your life if you wouldn't make classic. I'm like, I was going after those. I was like, come on, you cocksucker. Sounds like the ones I was talking about.
Yeah.
They do the same things.
Yes.
The only difference is like one is doing by choice, the other ones are doing by pressure. God.
Damn, that sucks. You were a goth.
Well, I wasn't a real goth. There was goths, and the goths didn't accept me.
No.
I would wear like Marilyn Manson t-shirts and wear like eyeliner, but I was like, yo, those goths are gay.
So you were okay.
No, I walked to the beat of my own drum.
You were a loner.
I was nominated for most individualistic in my class superlatives.
Nice.
Yeah.
So they, it was.
I didn't win.
It was on record. You didn't have friends.
second place, like,
number one loner.
You have a diploma that said you were a lonely fuck.
they could have just put virgin in the yearbook, but they didn't do that.
Damn.
Yeah, like, I don't think not many chicks are fucking goth out there.
What'd you say?
Not many chicks are looking for goth out there.
Not many, but goth chicks at the time. I lost my virginity to a goth girl in high school.
How was that?
People love goth.
Cutting your arms and fucking at the same time?
We listened to Pantera Cemetery Gates.
Wow. On repeat. To Pantera for the first time.
I can't fuck to that. Ooh. I don't think my D will go hard with that music.
I don't like it. I can't listen. I can't hear it. I can't listen to music.
You can't listen to music while you're sex?
I can't listen to music, yeah.
Oh, dude.
It throws me off.
I almost want to do what Leonardo DiCaprio does. I want to put the earbuds in and that's fucking... Nice. That's
some, that I could handle.
That is awesome.
Put a mask and eyes. Dude, like I got a rub and tug.
I got a rub and tug one time. And I put music on, dude. While I got the massage and the rub and tug, I had music on the whole time. It was so disassociative. It was so disrespectful to this woman.
Yeah.
It was the best.
I can do that without the fucking heavy metal on my ears.
Yeah.
I despise that music. I can't even be near it.
Yeah.
I got one friend out of my whole group that listened to heavy metal. When we're in the car, I told him, you put your music, I kill you. Like, literally. I'm not for the million. I can be in that car because they also, that specific music, they crank it at 100. I can listen to that shit. I like Bob Marley. I like to be chilling.
Yeah, chill music.
Yeah.
Guys, fucking deal with it. Oh, yeah.
But I mean, I respect.
Damn, you know? Fucking the metal. Yeah.
That's hot, dude. A hot goth chick?
Yeah, but...
Was she hot?
So the thing with me with the music is like I can't take myself seriously. So like if I'm fucking the music, I'm like...
I'm going to fuck to the beat.
Well, yeah, but I don't take myself seriously. Like I can't be like...
I can't
get into it.
You don't like... What do you do?
I just
hump until you come?
I literally laugh. I laugh during sex. This is crazy.
You're never like, ooh...
I mean, I have to be drunk to like genuinely be like, yeah.
Dude, I remember one time I was fucking a chick and I like whatever sound I was making, she like mocked me.
Oh my god.
Like I whatever. Yeah, and she went,
Oh my god.
Oh, she followed you?
She mocked me, dude.
That yeah.
And then I really got in my head. I was like, oh shit, do I make sounds like a bitch?
That's a delete. Yeah. You didn't fuck her more than once, right?
No, I did a couple times.
Yeah. Okay, so
that's crazy, funny though. That
crazy
would make,
Canadian
that
chick.
I would like it a little.
Yeah,
I don't mind a laugh during it.
Yeah,
you're having a good time.
Yeah, it's the most fun.
I mean, it's fucking. It's the best thing you can.
But
do.
A mirror like that in like a hotel room. I catch
oh,
a
yeah, I perform like
I
a champ.
I'm an
American psycho, dude. I flex, dude.
My wife hates when I look at the mirror because I just look at myself and I'm like, fuck, that's even better than anything else in this room.
See, yeah,
maybe that's a Latino thing because I look at myself and I'm like, damn, I'm fucking her good. Look at me go.
You guys are out of your mind.
I think that's why I have a good personality and I believe in myself. When I was a kid, I look at the mirror and I'm like, holy shit, you're fucking pretty. I mean, you're the best thing in this world. I mean, I look at the mirror and it's like, I can see nothing better than me. I mean,
That's good.
That's great, bro.
I think that's exactly narcissism. I think that's literally the tale of narcissists.
He said, you want to know why I'm so great?
Yeah.
Because when I used to look in the mirror, I would say, God, you're good fucking. Yeah. That's what made my personality so
honestly,
good.
Honestly, what made me good at stand-up was looking in the mirror and going, what the fuck?
Yeah, dude, having a little dick made me funny. If I had a big dick, I would be the biggest piece of shit in the world.
Little dick, football, you got to get in the shower with the whole team. You better be funny.
Yeah.
If you're taking yourself seriously with a small dick.
Oh, you're fucked.
Yeah.
You're fucked. That's the first joke I throw. I talk shit about myself. That's the best thing you can do.
Yeah.
If you don't talk shit about yourself, you won't make it too far.
That's it.
Yeah, but a mirror while I'm fucking looks. I'll catch a glimpse of it and be like, holy shit.
I practice my interviews on the mirror.
You do what?
I practice my positive speech on fights on the mirror. Like, my wife is like, your brain is out of control. Like, I look at myself and I start moving my hands and I speak. She's like, what the fuck are you doing? I'm like, don't fucking interrupt me. Don't do that ever again. And I keep talking, yeah. And I talk about how I won. It was crazy.
That's nice.
My friend Action, the rapper, he was laughing at me the other day because I kind of like, I have like, they give me like a CD of just beats by Alchemist. It's just beats. It's like jazz for instance. And sometimes I'm listening to that shit and I start rapping in the car. And I kind of like confess that to them, bro. They're having some making fun of me over there.
Wait,
like,
you rap?
I don't rap.
I know, but hold on. Can I get some bars?
Fuck. Let me get excited. I can give you some.
All right. That would make me very happy. I'm gonna have to bob my head and be like, yo, that's good, dude.
When I went back home, we did a carpool interview and the guy, something happened and he told me like, well, you can sing. I said, I can sing for shit. And I started talking shit about the guy.
Yeah.
And in my head, some of us were like, fuck, that's actually pretty good. It's like, nah.
We did that on this podcast where if you make your friend genuinely try to sing is the best they can, it's hilarious.
Yeah. It's impossible.
Try to sing.
Me?
Yeah, please.
You want me to try to sing right now?
Sing any song the best you can. But it can't be like,
I'm not going to fake it.
No, I know, but I'm saying it can't be like, you can't pick like Johnny Cash.
No, yeah.
Where like it's
easy. Song that has
notes. Yeah, like singing.
No, I'm not going to just pick some monotone shit. You wanted something with notes.
Yeah.
All right.
Go for it.
There, out in the darkness, a fugitive running, fallen from grace.
What the fuck song is
this? Is good.
Fallen from God, Lord be my witness, I never shall yield, till we come face to face, till we come face to face.
I don't know that much lyrics.
It's from Les Miserables. It's called Stars.
You sang like this? Oh, wait, you were a theater kid.
I was in theater, yeah.
Wow. I mean, you can actually...
I can't sing for shit, but I did use that song as an audition in high school.
For example, there's no one song I know that many lyrics. The most I know is like, who let the dogs out? I mean, that's all I got.
Sing it again, though. Sing it with like, try to sing it well.
Actually, I was pretty upset I didn't get to get injured in my last fight.
Yeah.
Because that was the...
Who let the dogs
me and my
out?
Son were like walking on the lobby and we're like, who let the dogs out? And then my son will be like a little fucking 8-year-old skinny me. Yeah. It was epic. And I was trying to do that for him. Yeah. And this fucking ass was run out of time on ESPN.
Damn.
Shame on you.
So you'll get the next one.
Fuck yeah. Fighting for the belt, dude. That's exciting.
That's the fuck.
How's that feel, dude? How's that feel?
I'm still processing it, dude. Like, coming from a place like I would just dream about being signed to the UFC. Even thinking winning a fight in the UFC to, like, Dana just announced it. And I was like, wow.
Wait, they announced it before they told you?
Oh, yeah. That's normal.
Yeah. No, I know
but,
that happens.
I mean, let me explain this thing. There's two ways to go about it. I can go in Ghana, go fake news, fuck you, blah,
pay
blah,
me
blah.
More.
Yeah, when you can just go, hey,
let's go.
Let's meet up. No, let's meet up. Let's talk. What's the offer? Everything is doable and approachable if you're just not a fucking... I mean, Ngannou didn't went crazy, but like most fighters go like, fuck you, piece of shit, suck my dick. Then I'm like, if you work at a construction center and you go to the guy with the yellow helmet and the Timberlands, you go like, fuck you, piece of shit, pay me. You're fired.
Yeah.
Even if you could go to jail.
Yeah.
What makes us think that we can go on Twitter just because we got like 2,000 followers, we can do that?
Yeah. It's also like, and I'm on a...
Do you hear
this
business? Do you hear this business advice?
Well, no, I know. Look, the UFC...
You're like in Ghana, huh?
No, but like the UFC, I mean, I've been a fan of the UFC since I ordered the first pay-per-view. 1993, yeah. I ordered it. I was a big pro wrestling fan as a kid. So I went and I watched Hoist Gracie win the first one. And I've been a hardcore fan for a really long time. I'm not as hardcore as I used to be, because when things become really popular, then I'm like, it's just not as cool to me. Like, that's what happened with pro wrestling with me in high school as well. Like Les Mis, yeah.
Les Mis, the movie came out, you're like, I'm done, dude.
But like the UFC has genuinely, it wasn't even a thing. They created an entire industry.
Yeah.
And I think that a lot of people are very critical of the UFC when I go, like, they've made millionaires out of so many people. You know, guys, that this wasn't even an option. Mixed martial arts wasn't even a thing. So I really support the UFC and a lot of their business decisions. I think that they're really like great for the fighters and for the sport. I mean, I know that I guess people complain about the fighter pay or whatever, but I feel like they've just created an entire industry. Exactly.
Like, they talk about like, oh, my weather McMillan's. Yes, motherfucker. They born every 20 years. My weather, Canelo.
Yeah.
Maybe Fury. The rest of those fuckers doesn't. There's few real boxers in there, like Haney, Derbonta, and what's the other guy? Terrence Crawford. Like, they're making money. Teofimo. But it's like, those are like old champions. And guys with undefeated records, like, the rest of the fighter is making probably $75.
Right. And you're talking, there's hundreds of guys on the UFC roster, and a lot of them are really feeding their families. I mean, there's journalists, there's podcasters, there's an entire industry that was created out of this that didn't exist.
The guys at the bottom of the line making 10 and 10, their families are eating. Like, they have a job. I mean, I get the insurance, and I'm like, don't get too fucking bitchy. Maybe it's because I'm from Ecuador, and I kind of like assume life is a little harder, but it's a bunch of fucking soft pussies, including the guy I'm fighting next. They're like that. They're kind of like fragile little fucking pussies, and that don't help progression. They don't help the world around us, because people that follow them think that's the way to be. Oh, I deserve that. You don't deserve nothing. Go and fuck yourself.
But it's also like the bones, or like the foundation of the UFC. If you really consider what it initially was, it was no weight classes. You didn't know who you were fighting that night. It was a tournament. No. You had to fight three times within one night.
Oh my God.
Have to win. And it was like, it was just like the foundation was, no, fuck you. Put the guy in front of me. I don't give a fuck who it is. I'm the toughest man on the planet.
Dude, I was just watching it wasn't No Holds Barred at the... Like, I watched the one where the dude was
technically,
just,
yeah. I mean, you couldn't fish hook, you couldn't gouge people's eyes, but you could punch in the balls back in the day.
Dude, I was watching that video of that fucking dude in a headlock, just
crucifix.
It was Joe Son and Gary Goodridge, I believe Gary it was, Goodridge, right? Yeah, and Joe Son, he ended up going to jail for murdering a chick that, like, year, and he was also in the Austin Powers movies.
I'm without CTE.
Yep, that's it. Which is his balls hurt so bad.
Yeah,
he held in though. Yeah. He took like 7 of those punches.
Bro, you
to touch
my dick like that, I'm crying. I'm in that moment, I'm stuff. And that guy took solid elbows to the straight the head of the cock. That's wrong. That's wrong. That's wrong.
It's the only way I can come.
Oh really?
Yeah. It's a guy in a headlock.
Fucking big black guy. Just fucking.
Fucking jag.
All right.
Hell yeah.
I think we're good.